This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phones are open to you right now with your retirement-related question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The telephone number right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us this week are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Malia, how are you on this beautiful morning?
Very good. It is a gorgeous day.
It is. This is like the perfect weather. And speaking of weather, and I don't know if people have noticed this, if you go to klausfinancial.com, that's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, I've noticed you guys change the pictures seasonally.
You are very observant.
I love
A plus for you.
It is really cool, the website. If you haven't been there, by the way, you can learn not only about what season it is, you can also learn about different divisions at Klaus Financial. Sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, and of course, get your mindset for planning for retirement and getting into retirement. As a matter of fact, this week we're not so much going to talk about planning. We're going to be talking about what to do when you cross that line and you go, okay, now what? We'll talk a little bit with CJ and Malia about that. It's going to be a real fun conversation ahead. And again, don't forget, if ever you have a question, give us a call while we're doing the show at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Or, of course, you can always call Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the really cool things as well we do on this program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And this week will be no exception. Chance to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to REI Co-op. And of course, we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about required minimum distributions and when that needs to happen for retired folks. Also, we discussed cash flow out, how much you're able to take out for your distributions to get you through retirement in general. So Darlene of Wanakee, congratulations to her. She correctly answered our question last week, which was, at what age must you take required minimum distributions? Is it age 62 or age 72? She correctly answered age 72. So mark that down so you make sure you don't overlook that when you reach 72.
Take note. Very good stuff. And we'll be talking again this week. Fantastic conversation. As we mentioned, the Klaus Quiz Question Week, that REI, of course, that gift card $25 from our friends at Klaus Financial. And of course, this week, as mentioned, not necessarily talking about planning to get to retirement like we normally do, but this week we're going to talk about some unique ideas of what to do when you get there.
Yeah, we spend, you know, a lot of time obviously with clients on making sure that they can retire successfully and, you know, basically live their dream retirement. But of course, the question is, what happens once you kind of have reached that age and you're financially secure, we would call financially independent. And so now the question is, what now? What do you do? Because anybody who's in retirement will tell you it's not the end, right? It's the beginning of a new phase of life. So we're going to talk about that. Some ideas of activities, of volunteer opportunities, whatever it might be. But before we get there, according to the Pew Research Center, in 2020, about 28.6 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 retired from their careers. Again, about 28.6 million in the year of 2020. Now, in the third quarter of 2020 alone, over 3 million more retired than the previous third quarter in 2019. And obviously, this is likely caused by the COVID pandemic. But what that means is effectively more and more baby boomers, people are getting to phases of their life and they're more and more people are retiring. So we spend time with our clients talking about ideas of working part-time in retirement or working as a consultant to the industry they were previous in. And then we've discussed other obvious ideas such as spending time with family or grandkids, enjoying your hobbies, things like that. But of course, there's other ideas beyond that. And so that's what we're going to spend some time talking about today. It's going to be a little bit of a unique show. I encourage people nearer in retirement to pay special attention. So some other ideas for you to consider would, number one, become a SCORE advisor. So the Senior Corporation of Retired Executives offers advice to people starting small businesses. Volunteers with professional skills and entrepreneurial experience lend their expertise by mentoring in person or by phone, leading workshops, teaching skills such as accounting or writing a small business plan, so on and so forth. So SCORE is a 501c3. You can go to score.org for more information. But that's an idea, right? You're maybe done with your working income career, but you still want to be able to give back. SCORE is a great organization. Another idea would be to work in a school. So both public and private schools often have opportunities, even for people without teaching degrees. You can assist with a local band program. You can become a teaching assistant or a tutor, a crosswalk guard, or even consider driving a school bus. Children need mentors and educators of all levels. So working in a school might be another great option in retirement. And thirdly, consider becoming a tour or a travel guide. Again, people with outgoing personalities can become tour guides at museums, gardens, boat tours, etc. Or maybe you're a history buff or a veteran and you want to give historical tours. But again, there's a few great ideas of things you can do in retirement once you're done with your primary career.
Really good information, really good stuff to consider and think about. I know we've had folks from SCORE on the program in the past over the years. A really fascinating organization, and some of these other things too are really, as we talk about working in a school, I know bus drivers and those type of people are really, really needed, crossing guards as well. It's a great way to of course, enjoy life and give back a little bit as well. So let's talk about some hidden talent skills, you know, some of those passions we had in our early days. This is really a chance to kind of rekindle those things we did for enjoyment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think the focus of this program this morning is, again, since we are so money-oriented when we discuss how you're going to get to retirement, we also tend to be money-oriented when it comes to what you're doing in retirement. Does it always have to bring in more income? And sometimes it will, and sometimes it won't. But today's focus really is about really pushing past the idea, okay, I got to make some more money. It's more about what can I do with all that I have done previously in my life or during my career, and as you said, give back. So one thing I think we realize as we meet with clients every day is that honestly, everybody has a story. Everybody has a unique story. So for yourself, perhaps consider the art of writing. And, you know, I mean, you could handwrite, you could, you know, do this on a computer. You could just verbally dictate into a computer, but writing the memoirs of your life, which is likely remarkable. It's very unique, or of a family member, can be very cathartic for you and for others to read about. So there's lots of different ways to approach writing your memoirs. To get started, you could take a continuing ed class at a local college to kind of give you some way to approach that. But that's a really exciting way to kind of figure out, you know, how do I tell my story and get it out there. Another big item is bringing music back into your life. So perhaps you played in a band in high school or college, and you just kind of tinker around with it right now. Well, look for opportunities, maybe as far as go to a local open mic night, maybe start your own little band. Or as CJ mentioned about going into the schools, I know of a program called Bands for Grandpas or something like that. And what it is an organization where this pretty elite group of doctors and so forth decided that in the middle school areas, there's a real need for kids who are in band. And so these retired doctors and other associates go in once a week and sit down with these middle schoolers and just help them with playing band instruments because they have had experience in doing that. And the mentorship is so incredible. Those kids learn things about, you know, their band instrument, but more than that, they learn about leading and so forth. So just a great opportunity for people to enjoy, give back something that they really enjoy. Another idea is taking your gardening to the next level. You know, we see lots of pictures of our clients' gardens and how beautiful, how well tended they are. But there's also another step you could take. You could become a master gardener. So every state has a master gardener training program. They accept people who are either, you know, full-blown gardeners or just learning. I've known a woman who knew nothing and at the age of 60 became a master gardener over a period of a few years. So consider doing that. And with that, you might end up working in an arboretum or a botanical garden. So that's kind of an exciting idea. And then finally, for our animal lovers, you know, maybe you can't have dogs at your house or something like that. So consider becoming a dog walker or a pet sitter. A lot of people need people to come into their homes and watch their pets. And there's also another program where you can become a foster parent for animals from an animal shelter if you can have animals in your home. So lots of great ideas for things you already enjoy, just taking it to the next level, or maybe consider doing things you've never really touched, like writing your own story.
I feel like I should retire today after.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, man, it's going to be fun. So really great topic, really great conversation this morning. If you've got questions for Malia and CJ, we would love to get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. From the website, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice email you get once a week in your inbox. It's got a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and, of course, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we will take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about what to do is I think that we spend all of our lives, and we should be spending our lives planning and preparing and doing everything to get ready for retirement. And oftentimes we overlook what's next? And we're talking about some of the fun options for folks. A really good informative program. Don't forget, you can catch the podcast at Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com, if you missed any part of today's program. And as we're talking about some fun activities, I know there's a lot of folks that really enjoy woodworking and they have other skill trades as well, trade skills that they could definitely take advantage of in retirement. Correct?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this is probably one of the hot areas in terms of demand. You know, well, just try to do a house project and see how long the delay is. So yes, I mean, there's a number of things if you have skills in the trades. So one would be work for Habitat for Humanity. They have 1 or 2 week stints all over the country and the world to build housing, upgrade existing homes, and also help with disaster recovery. There's also many nonprofits who need help with building on additions or repairs of current buildings. So part of these ideas, by the way, come from what we've seen our clients do. So it's not just that we have these great ideas, it's we've seen them do this and we go, wow, That is fantastic. We should tell other people about this. So there's an option. Another would be look into jobs at the State Department. Retired contractors have found jobs helping repair U.S. embassies all across the world, believe it or not. Wow. Another one would be work as a handyman in your neighborhood or community. Handyman, handy person, right? And I say this because, oh my goodness, the number of requests on these neighborhood apps I see for handyman work is just mind-boggling. And so many people are in dire need of a light electrician or a plumber or small painting projects. You could literally stay busy all day and all night just working as a handyman. Consider another idea would be consider teaching ESL or English as a second language. There's many people in this country who need to learn English as a second language. So you could work as a tutor working one-to-one on reading, writing, speaking, things like that. And then finally, consider possibly joining a board. Even in like the township that I live in, Middleton, they are looking for board members or wanting people to jump on to help out. And it's hard because the working population doesn't have time for it. But if you're retired, that can be another huge way to give back, take your life experience, be on a board, and give back to your community.
These are really just great ideas this morning as we're talking with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget, you can get to know them a little bit more online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Or if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the options, and I like that this is optional, is education, going back to school. Is that something people could do? And think about it. Maybe they want to go back to school, which is a bizarre concept, but some isn't people it? Would love to.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it? Yes. And that's the point, because you want to.
Yeah.
And so I've told this story a few times, which a true story is that when I was in my late 20s and I was getting my graduate degree, I met a woman who was 74 years old getting her graduate degree. Wow. And I thought, man, I want to be that woman someday that is still wanting to learn at 74, and I was in my 20s. And so I'm not that old yet, but I just think it's great that people still are, motivated, inspired to continue to learn. So I really advocate that people look at signing up for college courses. Every state has at least one college or university that offers courses with low or no tuition for seniors. There's also tuition waivers out there for you to audit classes. There's actually an opportunity for you to become an Ivy Leaguer. So many universities, including MIT and Yale, they allow anyone to audit classes for free online. So I think those are great opportunities to really keep your brain active. And then finally, learning a new language. Again, look at your local colleges. But, we hear about great online versions such as Babbel or Rosetta Stone, any of those where you can really, learning a new language gets that mind working and can definitely help you with your mental health going forward. And maybe it'll help you, become that tour guide on your next vacation someday. So keep all of those things in mind, that learning, you're never too old to learn.
A lot of fun stuff we're talking about this morning. You mentioned some of the online language apps. I know there's also talk about things like university, do those online things. And that's a cool thing too these days is there's just such a great infrastructure out there for people looking to explore some of these options, where oftentimes back in the old days, you have to actually do a lot of legwork. Now you can actually just look around and get to know some people and say, hey, what have you tried? And there's all sorts of digital communities out there with some really good information. We're going to head on over and check the inbox with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next. Also, chance to win a $25 gift card to REI with the Claus Quiz Question Week. That and your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues. Don't forget, still got time if you got a question for CJ and Malia. Love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Claus Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. That conversation is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Just a moment, you're going to want to hold on to that number. We'll do the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. But first, we got a chance to check the inbox, the mailbag, with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Jared writes in, he says, I'm looking at retiring in the next 2 years, but will be under the age of 59 and a half years old. Where can I consider drawing income from where I won't get penalized?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And as CJ mentioned, how many people are retiring every year? A lot of them are younger than traditionally the 63 to 65 year age. So this is actually a pretty common question we get. So the important thing to mention is the 59 and a half rule, which is if you take a distribution from an IRA before that age, that will the distribution will not only trigger taxes because you've never paid taxes on that money you put into your IRA or your 401k, but it'll also create a 10% penalty on early distributions, in this case from an IRA. So in your case, Jared, we'd suggest that you look at potentially creating income from after-tax accounts where you've stored away cash and savings or other investments, or perhaps looking at drawing from a Roth IRA that you've previously established that could also make sense. Or if you've separated from service after the age of 55 from your current employer, and you've been participating in their company retirement plan, there is an opportunity if you take money from that existing 401k that's with the employer you have just left, you could actually take distributions without triggering a 10% tax penalty. Now, that all goes away if you move it into an IRA. So you want to do things carefully. You want to sit down with a professional and figure out what's the best way to source this income prior to 59 and a half, because we don't want you to experience any extra penalties or taxes if it can be avoided. So good luck with your planning.
Yeah, I just want to add on to that. Jared, thanks for the question. This is becoming more and more common, as Malia just mentioned, and it's one of the reasons why we believe it's important for you to have somebody you trust in the industry to talk about this with, because I actually think there's a lot of complexity tied to an early retirement. Early is defined by anything under 60. Really, under 65 would be considered early in our terminology, but specifically under 60. And so having other sources of income, which is what Malia is saying, is critical. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't. So they may save a lot, but everything's in a retirement account. And unfortunately, it kind of ties their hands, so to speak. Not to mention, there's also income limitations as it relates to qualifying for subsidies on the Affordable Care Act. So there's a lot of complexity around this. We would just encourage people like Jared, you know, work with an advisor at some point to make sure you don't fall into a pit on these topics.
Make sure you do it right. And you mentioned a lot of folks doing this. I am assuming after today's program, there's going to be a whole lot more of people saying, you know what, maybe I should retire earlier, as we talked about some of the great options. If you missed any part of today's program, don't forget, head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter and get a link to the most recent podcast. Again, all online at klaasfinancial.com. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to REI. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many people retired in the United States in 2020? Was it 10 million or nearly 300 million people? Telephone number 442.
30 million.
What did I say?
You said 300.
Oh my gosh.
I'm always listening.
I know. We know. Well, we don't want to get that one wrong. I will repeat the question officially. How many people retired in the United States in 2020? Was it 10 million or nearly 30 million people? Telephone number 442-5637.
The whole country just retired.
You know what? There is some truth to that, though, Malia. To a degree. Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer. When it's $25 gift card to REI. We always have so much fun on this program. Don't forget to check out the website, klaasfinancial.com. And again, for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, or to set up an appointment at Klaas Financial, give them a call now, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Looking through the glass at Kevin Clark. He'll be joining us next for Making Dreams Realty here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.